Welcome to the Memoirs of Her podcast. This is your host, Indira Mendes, on the Memoirs of Her. H standing for humble, E standing for exquisite, and R standing for resilience. Please be advised, this is a podcasting session coming to you with an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her accounts in life. Tonight's topic is going to be about keeping the chemistry alive in relationships. So, without further ado, we're going to get right into the show with all of this good vibes. You know, with the song, Motown, jazz, smooth music. Hey, I have good news for all my listeners on tonight that today is my birthday. Hey, and I'm really excited and fortunate to be alive and well on this day. Shout outs to all Aries and Tauruses this month. I hope you all celebrate and have a ball this season. It feels good to be alive and just simply see another day and celebrate the moment and mothers who brought us into this world. Hey, shout out to all the mommies. So tonight's topic, once again, is about keeping the chemistry alive in relationships. So how many of us get caught in between a rock and a hard place in our relationships and be on some yawning type vibes? Basically bored, you know? I know I have been in that predicament before, but see, the thing is, I never gave up. Maybe a little bored, but never a quitter. However, I am here to give some her advice on how we men and women can relate to each other and reach a compromise and keep that fire in our relationships. You know, keeping that fire and desire type passion. Hey, not to say all relationships are all about the passion. The life of the relationship is just as important as the flame we create and maintain between each other. Okay, so those are my remarks and my opening for tonight's show. So we are going to get into the meat of the show as we enjoy the ambience of this vibe. And hey, once again, yes, I am the birthday girl on tonight. Yes. So, all right. So the first thing I would say that's most important when it comes down to keeping that chemistry, keeping that spark alive in your relationship, is understanding that communication is everything. And in order for you to maintain that communication, you have to understand that you have to determine whether the communication tank in which you share with your partner has these three things implemented, such as you both are able to communicate your needs, communicate unresolved issues without strife or further problems piling up on each other, one after the other, able to communicate each other's goals and aspirations, and take an interest in reaching those goals and inspiring that person to keep going and pushing them forward. And then you have to also evaluate whether your spouse or your partner communicate to listen and not just talk. So those things are so important when it comes down to determining the factor of your communication tank. Because like I said, it's so important. It's like when you don't have the communication, it kills the life of the relationship. And we don't want that because we want to continuously maintain the chemistry and maintain that spark, you know, that relation between each other, right? So that's one thing that I wanted to highlight. And for my listeners to understand and know the importance of the communication when it comes down to communicating the needs, communicating unresolved issues or any troubles without feeling like, you know, the person cannot articulate themselves, but having a level of emotional intelligence and being able to go over each factor as far as whatever the problem is and looking to have taken the interest to resolve the issue successfully, you know, and looking for a solution to the problem rather than it festering or building into another thing, as I said before. Another factor that would be good is to schedule a date night often. You know, going on a self-care date, such as spending time apart, is healthy because you don't want to be codependent on each other. So you want to be able to develop things or hobbies aside from each other, aside from the relationship, that y'all know that y'all take an interest in. So that way, when y'all do come together to communicate, y'all could communicate about something that y'all both like to do. It don't have to be the same thing that y'all doing, but it could be something that y'all took an active interest in. You know, so even if it requires or means self-care, you taking care of yourself, you know, as far as your grooming, or you doing like a journal or something, or like I said, a hobby, it's healthy for the relationship, okay? So sometimes you gotta date yourself, you know, understand that, you know, in order to be on a date with someone else, are you dateable? Are you comfortable dating yourself? So you have to be able to ask yourself this question. Okay, so scheduling a date, you know, me time for yourself is important for your relationship, because you want to bring some spice and interest into your activities and what you did and share it together, you know? So another factor would be casual date nights together, which will ensure discovering the compatibility between you and your partner. So when you go on casual dates, even if it's just you guys going out to get ice cream or going out to brunch or something like that, even as simple as it may seem, it could also mean a lot, because maybe y'all can discover something along the way and, you know, just hanging out with each other and enjoying each other's company and just being a companion for one another, you know, just being in each other's presence and just being supportive is so important. So when you just go on casual dates like that, like I said, even if you're going to shop together, going shopping, food shopping or clothes shopping together, it's still considered as a date or an event that you are doing together, you know, and not apart from each other, you know. So it's something to value when you're able to do that with your partner. Another factor would be to schedule a date night that is intimate, an intimate date night together, which will ensure and determine the level of chemistry that you have. Of course, your partner is going to want to feel desired and want to, you know, do something to bring some type of spice to the relationship, you know, and to do something a little different. So those things are important, you know, where your partner wants to feel desired and appreciated and to know that the relationship is growing rather than being stagnated, okay? So scheduling an intimate date night together is good, is healthy, when you're going out to dinner and you're giving each other your undivided attention, you know, and y'all just getting lost into each other in a way, whereas you're just learning more and more about the person as that person learn more and more about you, and you're opening up, you know. Too many people are like an onion, where it's like you're pulling a person off layer by layer by layer, and it could be a little bit strenuous at times, you know. So last thing, when it comes down to scheduling a date often, sometimes you could schedule a date such as watching a television show together, just, you know, eating popcorn, a movie at home, you know, y'all doing something that's more intimate, y'all, you know, something that's gonna, you know, warrant, you know, some type of affection for the relationship, you know, giving that vibe. And it doesn't have to be sexual, it could be a non-sexual date night in the highest form of intimacy in a relationship. You know, you could be enjoying each other, drinking wine, talking about your past or talking about your future and things that y'all want to do going forward and things of that sort. Getting lost in each other, enjoying each other's company once again, okay? So that can keep the chemistry alive in your relationship, okay? Now, moving along to, when problems arise, always seek a resolution and don't encourage disharmony. Don't encourage disharmony. Basically, disharmony comes about when a person is in their feelings and they don't know how to articulate themselves in a intellectual way and logical way without the emotions getting involved. So when you're able to be emotionally mature and have some level of emotional intelligence, you will hold back whatever emotions that you have as far as being self-entitled to your emotions and what you feel, but looking at the greater picture of the solution, finding a solution to whatever problem that is transpiring between you and your partner. Okay, so one thing I would say along the way of doing that is don't play the blame game with each other. Don't blame each other. Do not do that. Don't point the finger, because I always say when you point the finger, you got three fingers pointed back at you. So basically that means that you are also in the wrong as well if you're blaming someone else, and you need to take a reevaluation on yourself as far as what it is that you're doing or saying, or what you're not doing or saying. You know, you have to evaluate those things, okay? Because it's easy to play the blame game and not take accountability for anything, which is not cool, you know? So my next thing is always assume responsibility. And once you assume responsibility, it puts you in a position to always take accountability for your actions and what you do. Okay, so that's another factor that's important when it comes down to relationships and finding solutions to any problems. Okay, don't always look at what the other person did wrong. Look at what you did wrong to contribute to the problem. When you do that first, then you can look outwardly and see how things have got misunderstood or misconstrued or miscommunicated along the way with the other person. Because a lot of times, that's what happens. But people feel like the other person is not listening, so it causes miscommunication, it causes misunderstanding, and, you know, words that get misconstrued because, you know, when people are arguing, they have selective hearing. Okay, so this is why it's important to always take accountability on your behalf, to put yourself in the clear, and to give a logical response back rather than an irrational or impractical response back to a person because you're in your feelings or emotions. Okay? So another factor would be to learn the art of compromise and consistency. It is so hard for people to be consistent, and it's so hard for people to compromise, because a lot of times people don't want to compromise, you know, sacrifice, or, you know, meet each other in the middle for whatever reasons other than being selfish or whatever the case might be. But, you know, when you learn the art of compromising and consistency, that's how you develop being a team with the person rather than the person being your opponent. Okay, you work together as a team when you learn to compromise and you maintain consistency, which is reliability in relationship as well, to where you could be trusted as a team player. That's what partnership is all about at the end of the day, right? And then don't take everything personal or get into the habit of internalizing every problem. It's a stressful combination. Just think about it. If you internalize everything and you take everything personal that the other person is doing, you're going to always be stressed out. You're going to always want to be pulling your hair out, or you're going to always not be in a good soul mood. You know, when you internalize things and you make it personal. So you want to be able to take a step back and say, you know what, I'm not going to personalize this and I'm not going to internalize this. A lot of times people internalize where they feel like something is wrong with them or the person is attacking them. So as a result, the person get offended or defensive towards their partner, which is not good. Okay, so now moving along to encouraging intimacy in a non-sexual way. Okay, listen up, listen carefully to what I'm about to say as far as encouraging intimacy in a non-sexual way. Okay, so the first thing is making your partner feel desired and appreciated. You could do that by telling them thank you for the small things that they did, acknowledging the small efforts and things that they are doing, you know, and tell them that I appreciate you. You know, even if you can't say for what it is, just say, I appreciate you just being here and being supportive. Something as simple as that is good. It's an intimate moment that you can share with a person that's non-sexual. And then giving a compliment will warrant a person feeling desired. So you have to, that's my next thing, is to learn to compliment each other, whereas you're impressing each other often. You know, you want to be each other's best, partner, I would say. You know, I can't think of anything right now, but you want to be your best self with the person. You know, you want to feel good, you want to feel confident about yourself, especially you want to feel comfortable in the compliment that your partner give you, and know that you know that their compliment match who and what you feel inside. Okay, another factor is understanding the art of gestures and small acts that is valuable. Okay, so small little gestures are, you know, just as important as major ones. And when people give certain gestures that they care, that they love you, or that they're thinking of you, those things mean a lot. Even the smallest thing that they do is so valuable. You know how people say that it's not the fact that you brought me anything or wanted to buy me anything, it's just the thought that counts. And it's true when it comes down to relationships. Okay, and then another thing is being willfully supportive of your partner endeavors and work as a team. I can't stress it anymore. It is important, it is imperative that you both be supportive of each other. When one person is opposing the other person or giving a person a challenge and giving them a hard time, it causes complications in the relationship, and it's kind of distasteful. It kind of not want the person to be around you when you giving them a challenge all the time, or everything is always a problem. You know, so you want to be able to work as a team and be supportive of each other no matter what. Okay? Another factor is learn how to develop self-love and be comfortable with selfless acts for each other. Okay? That's important. Another factor is give your partner your undivided attention by making eye contact, putting your phone away, always giving them a kiss and a hug, often, to show that you care, to show them that they are loved. You know, those things are important. Okay? Make laughing together a priority. Telling a simple joke or doing something funny or creating funny memories are so important. Okay, and then another factor, last but not least, is be the change you desire to see in your relationship without expecting your partner to validate or notice the change. Okay, so many times people in relationships, they go the extra mile, they do something a little extra, and expect their partner to automatically know what they did and think that they're going to be appreciative of it. No, sometimes people get so caught up into their day and time that sometimes they may not take a notice of the small gestures that you do. And as a person, you should not internalize it or take it personal because they don't notice it. It's not that they willfully not noticing it. It's because they getting caught up into their daily life and routine and what they do as well. But it doesn't warrant the fact that, okay, maybe y'all both could take time for each other and communicate. Communicate your needs. Communicate the things that you do for each other that means a lot to you and something that you want to mean a lot to them as well. Communication is everything at the end of the day. So once again, as I said, be the change you desire to see in your relationship without expecting your partner to validate or notice the change. Go that extra mile. Do it because you're being supportive at the end of the day. For the grand picture, or you the goal, you know, your superstructure at home, whatever you have at home as a family, you're doing it because you're trying to keep and maintain that structure in your home. So go that extra mile, okay? So continue to sow good vibes into the relationship by doing that, okay? And then continuously reflect on the success and accomplishments in the relationships rather than thinking about the bad, the no good in the relationship. Don't do that because you're going to stress yourself out. And guess what? Stress is a silent killer. Okay? Believe you me. Now, I got a special audition. It's another monologue for my listeners. But before we go on into the monologue, I'm going to take a little break. And y'all going to just get absorb the ambiance of the music. Enjoy it. I'm going to get myself prepared for this monologue. The title is A Beautiful Hello and a Happy Ending to Goodbye. That's the monologue on tonight's show. And I hope that y'all going to enjoy it. Okay, so with that being said, I'll be right back. Okay, and I am back. So I am going to perform the monologue. Once again, it is called A Beautiful Hello and a Happy Ending to Goodbye. It's a monologue, okay? Enjoy. For all my listeners, I want you to enjoy the show, okay? All right, here we go. You had me at hello, making a grand entrance along with your grand gesture of superiority as you walk to the front desk. Your swag, I can't help but to brag. Your whole essence spoke incredible professionalism. You said, "Hi, my name is, and I'm here to take over this department." And I said, "Well, sure, give me a moment and I'll introduce you to so-and-so." You said in a polite voice and extended your greeting hand to me and said, "Thank you. And your name is?" And I said, "My name is her." And you continued to say, "And again, my name is. Nice to meet you." While shaking your hand in amazement, I said, "It is my pleasure. You can get some water or would you like a seat?" He politely declined with so much grace and poise. He stood effortlessly as he awaited his acquaintance arrival. While our eyes locked for a moment, you know, that moment in time, not long enough to establish a chemistry, but short enough to know our souls had a history. Hey. About a year later, I found myself getting lost in your world as you in mine. What a wonderful swirl we were. You treated me with so much kindness and respect. You made it plain as daylight that what was yours was mine and whatever was mine was yours. You know that equal give and take. Talking about that reciprocity in relationships. The many times you enter into my paradise and the many times I've entered into your soul to share my love had you in a fixed trance as we stared at each other in a quick glance, almost, but just about like you couldn't get enough of that sexual healing like Marvin Gaye. To think about all the dates, events, and education we shared together intimately, intuitively, and intellectually. But it all faded away when you said you were on your way to that midnight train to Georgia. Shout outs to Gladdy Knights and the Pips. It could have afforded you, but when you said goodbye, I can't lie, it was like your fate and the bait you took, perhaps a major mistake. Nah, this can't be a debate. Going along to do what was best for you, that was you being true to you. But I knew I no longer had the rest of you. Turning my back on a bittersweet memory, keeping the chemistry alive long enough for me to realize, like Whitney in Bodyguard, that perhaps I would have only stood in your way and wasn't what you needed, which is why I always love you. And that was enough for me. Understand this, I had to put the good in that good goodbye for you to spread your wings and fly far away from me. We reap what we sow, right? And still the memories sting deep. You had me at the sound of a beautiful hello and a happy ending to goodbye. So I hope you all enjoyed the monologue. Oh my god, I hope y'all enjoyed it. Once again, the title is called A Beautiful Hello and a Happy Ending to Goodbye. So it was a monologue, and I hope that I know y'all jaws was dropping, you getting juicy and everything, but that's the whole vibe, you know. And you know, I hope that y'all enjoyed it. I'm trying to do something a little new just to bring some spice to the show, so that way y'all can look forward to something like, oh, I want to know what's her next monologue, you know, what she's going to share that's good as far as just, you know, her topics, you know, her advice, you know, her sharing her wisdom, things of that sort. Yes, you could look forward to it. And also, I am going to be looking this summer, looking forward to this summer to opening up the show as far as doing live shows, so that way people could, you know, chime in, give their thoughts and comments on the show. So I'm going to be doing that. So with that being said, I am going to give a nice little tribute song of Stevie Wonder, Happy Birthday, for just for me and for anybody whose birthday is on today or in this month, that you enjoy it. And I hope that y'all have a wonderful celebration. And of course, I hope that y'all have a good night. And bye-bye.
Thank you. Happy birthday.